your perspective is greatly influenced by the experiences or lack thereof of those you surround yourself with. The only thing standing between you and your goals is the story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Hello and welcome to Nursing Real Wealth. Today I'm doing something a little different as we get ready to kick off season two. Yes, we're getting ready to head into season two of Nursing Real Wealth. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you that took the time to watch the episodes that I produced, and hope that you gained a lot of insight from the guests that I was able to have on this first season. I want to take some time and talk a little bit about the future, but in order to look to the future, it's often important to understand the past. I thought I'd give a little context to my investor journey. In 2022, I came to see that my role as a nursing leader wasn't in sync with my personal aspirations. And while I was dedicated to my organization's goals, I realized that these goals were ultimately geared often towards serving government bureaucrats who, in my view, quite often do not have the best interests of our citizens at heart. But that's a topic for a different podcast. This misalignment prompted me to rethink my career path and personal objectives. I realized that I had allowed fear to be a barrier to exploring my full potential. And I settled for the safe and mind-numbingly boring middle-class approach. Folks, let's get real. Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. I'm still learning how to embrace it as the good old friend of achievement that it ultimately is. Alongside this realization, I saw that my career in nursing could not fulfill my personal goals. I believe that I'm capable of accomplishing things that maximum nursing salaries and demands will simply not allow me to accomplish. And I believe that God has given me talents that require financial resources in order to reach their full potential. So I started exploring new paths to financial success that I had never previously considered. Exploring new avenues for financial growth made me wonder why I had never explored these paths earlier. Looking back, I realized that the perspectives of my church, friends, family, nursing colleagues, and leaders had influenced my mindset. And when your surroundings are defined by a particular mindset, it can be hard to break free from those constraints. This isn't a judgment on them or their perspectives. It's just simply the reality of the environment we were a part of. Your perspective is greatly influenced by the experiences or lack thereof of those you surround yourself with. The only thing standing between you and your goals is the story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. And if those reasons are constantly reinforced by those you surround yourself with, it's time to aggressively expand your network to include those who have achieved the goals that you that are most similar to your life goals. I would encourage you to stop taking advice from people who are living a life that you don't want to live. Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. After dedicating months to research and exploration, I concluded that the entrepreneurial path was a path to choose. It was the path to choose for me. And with a long-term goal of acquiring and holding real estate and businesses, my initial foray into real estate involved investing in an Airbnb through rental arbitrage, which is just renting from a landlord and subleasing it out. And while it performed adequately over the past summer, it didn't meet the required level to really justify sustaining and maintaining that. But it certainly provided valuable lessons to learn through. During this venture, I realized the importance of having not just a mentor, but a supportive community. And this realization led me to attend a real estate meetup in Denver, Colorado. Flew all the way out there just to go and be with people who were trying to achieve what I was trying to achieve. That opportunity led me to meet Jamil Demji. And in our conversation, Jamil emphasized the crucial role of community in achieving my specific goals. A strong community can multiply individual strengths and mitigate weaknesses. And inspired by this insight, and after discussing it with my wife, I made the decision to invest in both my education and my community by joining the Gator community. I delved into the educational resources and network opportunities provided by the community starting in August of last year, 2023. Since then, I've personally connected with over 60 investors, and through these connections, I've gained access to over $5.6 million in private capital with the potential for further growth, significant further growth. Additionally, being part of this community has allowed me to invest my own capital into real estate ventures. To date, I've participated in two deals and have additional capital ready for future investments. One of the most exciting aspects has been the chance to partner with seasoned investors to purchase and hold real estate, marking a significant step in my journey. And this is my progress just since August of 2023. One of the most beneficial things I've done, though, is to start this podcast, which has given me the opportunity to speak with incredible individuals. Here's a little secret. Wealthy people are often very generous with their knowledge, but they value their time highly. It's unlikely they'll spend an hour on a one-on-one call with you, as that would limit their ability to help others. But this is where my podcast comes in. I invite guests to have a conversation with me, during which I ask them all the questions that are on my mind or that I see frequently asked in our community. And our conversations are then shared with the world, allowing their valuable insights to reach a much wider audience. For instance, I recently had the privilege of interviewing Abraham Gray, who generously shared valuable information and spent over an hour with me. He's also going to be one of the paid speakers at Ryan Pineda's event, WealthCon, next week. And while many people can afford the premium tickets to get into the same room as speakers like Abraham Gray, I don't currently have the means to do so. Instead, I found a creative way to access the same valuable knowledge by offering a platform for people like Abraham to share their message and to be heard by a wider audience. I was able to have an amazing conversation with him and share his insights with many others. My mentor, Pace Morby, often speaks of the value of creating a digital clone of yourself. And in a world where time is limited, technology like YouTube allows you to multiply your presence, reaching and inspiring others beyond your physical limitations. I'm incredibly thankful for the opportunities I've pursued this year, and I firmly believe that success isn't a stroke of luck. It's the result of intentionally positioning yourself to meet opportunities. There's an acronym I came across that goes like this: POUR, passing over opportunities repeatedly. While I acknowledge that some individuals may face physical or mental barriers that truly limit their ability to pursue certain opportunities, I believe that many more have the capacity to do so, but haven't been encouraged or exposed to these possibilities. Or worse yet, they're aware of the possibilities but are afraid to pursue them or simply choose not for a variety of reasons. Success isn't handed out randomly. It's earned through consistent effort, careful planning, and the courage to take risks. Often the biggest obstacle is your own mindset. People tend to convince themselves that certain goals are unattainable. Another common concern is the perceived risk associated with pursuing greater opportunities. But I would suggest, isn't it just as risky to rely on low income that could be wiped out by a single calamity? Life inherently carries risks. As we enter into a new year, I encourage you to consider what you want to achieve. What opportunities will you pursue? Every journey starts with a decision to take the first step. Make the decision count. I'm looking forward to establishing a partnership with another investor and embarking on my buy and hold journey. Together with my partner, I am actively seeking creative deals nationwide, focusing on options like subject to or seller financing. Additionally, I intend to nurture the relationships I've built within my investor community, striving to serve them to the best of my ability and meet their needs. I can serve by providing access to private capital for gap funding, bridge loans, and entry fees for buy and hold. This year, I plan to attend real estate and entrepreneurial events to network with people in person and expand my knowledge. And in fact, I'll be at WealthCon in Las Vegas next week. So if you're going to be there, feel free to DM me and I'd love to connect, especially if you're a wholesaler for creative deals or a buyer in need of private capital. I want to challenge you to be clear about your goals for this year. I've been challenged to do that, and I'm continuing to share that out to you as a challenge for you. In the past, I've allowed my workplace to define the extent of my ambitions, but not anymore. I'm setting goals that I've prayed over, and I'm committed to diligently working toward them. I want to challenge you, if you find yourself feeling stuck, unable to make progress, lacking fulfillment in your daily work, perhaps it's time to seek a different path that aligns more closely with your personal values and brings you a deeper sense of fulfillment. You know, working in an environment that conflicts with your values isn't beneficial for your well-being. I wish I had somebody share that with me earlier. I want to challenge you with this thought. Success is not just about making money. It's about making a difference. Men in particular, I believe that we bear the primary responsibility to support our wives and our children. And if your daily routine involves work, followed by hours of sitting on the couch, watching sports or playing video games, it's time to reflect on how these activities impact your family and consider investing that time in activities that benefit your family and humanity. Instead of wasting time on activities that yield no tangible result, focus on learning through books or podcasts that can enrich your mind. Your daily routines determine what you accomplish. Make sure they lead you where you want to go. Because at the end of the day, greatness is not a singular act. It's a collection of consistent habits. As a Christian, I deeply resonate with the concept of taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, which is a command in Scripture. This means actively controlling your thoughts and aligning them with God's will. What I take from that is that our minds were actually designed to be self-controlled, not wandering aimlessly. In a recent lecture from Jim Quick, he said it this way: your brain is a supercomputer, and your self-talk is the system that it operates on. Are you controlling what your brain is telling you? Are you controlling what you allow to enter into your brain? What kind of content is your brain consistently feasting on? We should strive to develop habits and thought patterns based on good values and that are consistent with the goals that we're seeking to achieve. I'm still on my journey to develop these habits. And if you're interested in embarking on a similar path, feel free to reach out. I'd be glad to walk with you in the general right direction as you start your own journey. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, but the second best time is now. I'm looking forward to bringing you season 2 of Nursing Real Wealth and continuing this dialogue with you. Thank you so much for your support and for listening to my first season. And if you like the content I'm putting out, I encourage you to please share your favorite episode with your own network and community. Click that subscribe button and like the videos that speak to you. I want to mention that I also always include tons of valuable information in the video description below each video for each episode. I include typically the reading list for that guest, their favorite entrepreneurial books. And I also include their social media profiles so that you can reach out to them and connect with them. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I wish you the utmost success as you pursue your goals this year. Here's to 2024.